Chapter 3. Charlie drove into Stillwater late Monday morning. Many trees, modest houses, with neat yards, gave way to a commercial strip with a supermarket, home improvement store, other shops, gas station, a theater, and a sign that designated the Historical Society. Following instructions on the map to Stillwater College, he turned onto Washington Street, and it was unmistakable that they were drawing near the college. Fast food outlets flanked the street, a bookstore, a pub, office supplies and other miscellaneous goods, department store, Regency Hotel. Constance was examining the small town as much as he was, but she knew there was a big difference. He would remember where every shop was and would never need a map to locate anything he had seen. Training or innate sense of place was not clear, nor was it important. It worked. Not many people were in sight that morning, but she suspected that when the students arrived, the area would bustle with activity. The streets and sidewalks all looked as if they had recently been swept clean. "Nice town," Charlie commented. "It's always a surprise to find pretty little towns like this, tucked away out of sight, out of mind. Just going about their business," Constance said. There were a few motels on the state road they had left. The usual chain restaurants, a used car lot, and a state park a few miles farther along on the state road. To all appearances, travelers, the college population, and however many people stopped on the way to the park, provided the only business Stillwater could possibly have to go about. At least a 2-hour commute into New York City from here, a long but not impossible distance for anyone determined enough to endure it. At College Way, Charlie turned again. And a few blocks later...